Blog Talk Radio.
If it's Friday, then it must be time for the one and only 30JK. Right here, right now, on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your studio announcer, Bumper Morgan.
And now
your host,
Jason Kelly. That's right. Chill. Come on. Yeah. Let's go.
Hey guys, this is Rico Marquez of Eve Magazine, and you're listening to 30JK on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Project JKSX.
Well, here we are again. 30JK in the building. Blog Talk Radio on the air. And so are you. The phone number here is 347-857-2310. Or blogtalkradio.com/JKSX4Life. JKSX, C number 4, and LIFE, all capital, all one word. You. But the word is, you know that word. Let's go. Old school rolling, everybody. Ow, baby. Never get here. But anyway, let me tell you something, 30JK Nation. You have never picked a more opportune time than right here, right now, because all my girl watchers out there, check it out. The dude is back, ready to drop another bomb on y'all ass one more time. All the way, Toronto, Canada. I am just glad to call this next guest returning my very, very best friend for life. Ladies and gentlemen of 30JK Nation, let's keep this party going. Let's keep it old school rolling as we welcome back from Eve Digital Magazine, the one and only Mr. Rico Marquez. Welcome.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
Give it up. Oh, yeah. And while we're at it, let's keep it going for Brian Landis. Hi, Brian.
How you doing?
Awesome. That's for you guys.
Thank you.
They made it. They made it. We're here. Woo. Yeah. All right. Now, the reason why we're all here today is because Rico of Eve Digital Magazine has something to say to all of you. Rico, the mic is yours.
Hey, guys. First of all, Jason, thanks for having me on again and for welcoming Brian on with me this time. Basically, guys, I just want to put it out there that we've released another issue of Eve, and this is an NPC special issue. Now, what that means is that any of the ladies who are featured in this magazine are NPC, National Physique Committee, competitors, bikini competitors, so you're getting the best of the best when it comes to bodies. And I'm pretty sure that Brian can attest to some of the girls that we've got in the issue, because these are some of the most well-crafted bodies you're going to find out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some of the top people in the industry.
And
okay,
Go ahead. You're good. We've got over 120 pages of some of the fittest girls on the planet. And if this magazine doesn't get your juices flowing, then I don't know what will, because we just need to take it up a notch every time. And we're doing it really well. And things are happening for us slowly but surely. And we're glad to be a part of this with the NPC. And J.M. Mannion and Frank Seppi were two of the guys who helped get this wheels in motion for this issue. So we're grateful to be on board with them as well.
And for those of you that don't know, EVE, Eve stands for?
Entertaining Visual Experience.
Oh, you got that, though, DJK Nation? Say that one more time, Rico.
EVE stands for Entertaining Visual Experience, which is what we try to give our readers every issue.
Man, that is awesome, awesome, awesome. Wow. Thank you for joining us, Rico. Now, Brian Landis, ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
Let's have some background on you, sir, right now. Go.
All right. Well, I'm a long-time photographer with models being kind of one of the things that I do. Rico and I worked in the past at American Curves magazine back in the day. So I'm guessing that's why Rico contacted me to work on this project with him. I issued a significant number of fitness people for magazines and for their own portfolios and advertising and things like that. So my connection to the fitness industry, specifically the NPC, matches up really well with what Eve is trying to do with this magazine.
Perfect. And Brian's one of the best at what he does out there. And like he said, we did meet when I was working on American Curves. And Brian and I quickly established a great working relationship. And now we're turning this into a special edition magazine that we're sure the readers will all love.
Oh, man, you've definitely got my attention, Rico. Now, where are you from, Brian?
I'm in Maryland, so I'm in between Baltimore and Annapolis, so suburban Maryland, not too far from D.C.
Oh, wow.
So we've got the U.S. and Canada connection here.
I know that.
Yes. The other photographer that J.M. Mannion that was involved with this project is from Pittsburgh, which is where I grew up, actually, about 5 minutes from where his studio is. So we have that kind of Pittsburgh connection going on with the photographers on this issue as well.
Yeah, this became the Pittsburgh special issue.
Yeah, right. Man, you are listening, ladies and gentlemen, to Brian Landis and Rico Marquez, Eve Digital Magazine in the house, ready to do it, ready to drop the bomb on you. And you just heard how hot these ladies are. But why talk about it when you can get the magazine yourself? Digitalmag.com is where you find it. And it's a very awesome, reasonable price as well.
Yeah, I think for
how many people?
I think for fans of fitness girls, this is a special issue because you know, people are used to seeing these girls in fitness competitions and in the gym for shots in the gym and stuff like that. And this is kind of taking them out of that element into, you know, bikinis and lingerie and kind of other looks that, you know, a beautiful fit body can show off, but you don't always see these girls in. So it's kind of an opportunity to get them kind of out of that element and see them, you know, in a different way.
Absolutely. That's Brian put it perfectly, because a lot of times you see these girls in the gym and you see the hard work that they put into their bodies, and they step on stage and, you know, they present them to people all over the world on stage. But in this sense, you're getting to see them in ways that you've possibly never seen them before, and wearing lingerie and things that will definitely excite guys out there for sure.
Wow. Excellent answer. I like that,
Jason.
Brian,
this has got your name all over it, Jason. You've got to check out this issue.
Oh yeah, you better believe it, man. I will check it out.
And we'll be releasing another issue shortly thereafter. So even though this one has just basically been out for a few weeks, look for another regular edition of Eve to be out in the next couple of weeks. I'd say in the next 2 weeks, we should have a new issue of Eve out. So you'll be getting two issues at the same time, which is, you know, something we haven't done in the past. And it's definitely exciting for us to be able to release a special issue and then a regular issue right after it.
Man, let me tell you something.
No shortage of girls coming your way, Jason.
I know. I've been a fan of this guy, Rico Marquez, for about a couple decades. Because
now
of,
you're
because
aging
of American Curve. Right. But hey, I'm just speaking the truth, buddy. You are just the man to see when it comes to hot babies. I love you guys.
Thank you, and we appreciate you too, Jason, and all of your listeners and all of our readers. I mean, this is what we are gearing this magazine for. Is we want this magazine geared for guys out there like yourself who want to see hot women and who want to see them in, you know, be it on a swimsuit special or be it in a lingerie special, can appreciate that female form.
Oh man. I'm practically over there. I'm practically over to your official site right now. Hopefully I can just get it and just have at it, man. Because hey, guess what? Sunday is my birthday.
Oh, perfect! You got perfect timing. You see. Now, next time when we set this up, Jason, I'm going to try and get some of the girls on here as well, so that. And had I known that this was Sunday, would have been your birthday, possibly we could have got one or two girls to wish you a happy birthday while they were on the show.
Oh man, you know what? You should be my regular guest. Seriously, because you are awesome.
Thank you.
You know, have them call me on my regular cell number, you know, and, you know, have them leave me a message. You got my number.
Absolutely. We'll leave a message and wish you a happy birthday on Sunday.
Oh, yes.
Add to those festivities, Jason. Add to those birthday festivities.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Better believe it, baby. I'll be waiting for it.
Brian, what do you think? That's definitely something that's doable, isn't it?
Oh yeah, very much so. I'm sure it is.
If we can get anybody available on the weekend, and we'll have to give them a call.
Perfect. Yeah, we can, and definitely we can leave you a message. Even at the very least, you'll get a message from someone saying, wishing you all the best and a happy birthday.
Yeah, man, I would love that coming from you guys. You're just awesome like that.
Well, we try, Jason.
Okay.
Now, I want to note that this is like getting into be like peak season for these NPC girls, like getting ready for the Arnold, which is a huge competition coming up. So,
That's right.
You know, they're pretty busy in the gym next couple weeks getting ready, because I think next weekend is the Arnold. So, not this coming weekend, but the one after, it's the Arnold. So, you probably have trouble getting some of these girls to have time for phone calls and stuff on Sunday, but maybe a couple of them that aren't competing at the Arnold will be. Now, I know for a fact that at least half the girls in this issue are in the Arnold, so...
That's true. Jason, have you ever been to one of these fitness events and competitions? Jason, have you ever gone down to check out some of these events?
Honestly, I have not. I've been working.
Oh, dude, you need to get out and check out some of these events. Like Brian mentioned, the Arnold Classic is next weekend, I believe. And this is where you are going to see the best of the best, where there comes to male bodybuilders, champions are there. You're going to see amazing fitness girls, some of which are in this very issue. They're all around. There are booths. They're signing autographs. They're taking pictures. And, that's an event that is a must-see for anyone who's into the fitness scene and especially into these fitness girls.
Yeah, if you like the girls in this issue, I urge you to get to Columbus, Ohio for the Arnold next week, because it's your chance to meet these girls face-to-face.
Exactly. And you know what? And you got another opportunity down the road with the Olympia, where a lot of these girls, and that happens in Vegas. I mean, what better place than Sin City to be meeting some of these girls, right?
So you've got Vegas.
Well, you know, you've got gambling, you've got girls. I mean, how can you go wrong, right?
Right, and you know what? I'm gonna write down Brian's number.
Absolutely, yeah.
Go for it.
So that I can have it, and say that I can. Say that I have a chance to say hello to you.
Yeah, for sure.
I got you down, Brian. Any advice for those wanting to do what you do, Brian?
For guys that want to shoot this kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, it depends what you want to do. If you're talking about the fitness stuff, then that's one thing. If you're talking about just shooting with girls in general, that's a different thing altogether. I think you got to, almost two different things, some of which kind of crosses over. So, you know, when I was shooting with stuff for American Curves with Rico years ago, these were fit girls. Some of them were fitness girls, but mostly they were just fit girls that were just attractive girls. Some of them kind of girl next door, some of them more like a traditional model or whatever. But I got into that by shooting catalog stuff with some swimwear companies and stuff like that first, and then started sending my stuff over to Rico, and if he liked it, then of course they would put features in American Curves with it. And then fitness is kind of a crossover, because a lot of these same fitness girls like to do more of the glamour kind of stuff, just because they have the body for it, and obviously, you can't be shy and be getting up on stage, so they tend to have the kind of personality that they're not going to be worried about somebody seeing them in a bikini on the beach for a photo shoot or even lingerie or whatever, because let's face it, on stage is covering no more than this stuff anyway. So, so that tends to be a good crossover. So that's kind of how I got into the fitness side of it compared to just shooting the glamour stuff. So for guys that want to do that, I start local, try and work with some people in your local town that you can meet up, via Facebook or whatever, try to kind of connect with people and just work on your craft. You have to become a good photographer, and then, if you're really good at it, then people want to work with you.
Exactly. And one of the things that Brian and I also talked about, we've talked about over the years, but we talked about it recently too, was that it's the fact that these photographers need to have confidence and guide the girls and really help them and, you know, make them feel great about themselves when they are doing the shoot and have that eye for detail and have that eye to know what looks good and what background might work and, you know, what suit or what color might be great and make sure that they've got good color on themselves as well and that they're in shape and tone. So all of these things are contributing factors to, you know, making yourself, expanding your photography skills and making yourself out to be a great photographer.
Right. It's not just about, you know, your ability to click the button and take a good picture. There's, you know, you have to be able to communicate and you have to have, you know, an eye for detail. Sometimes you have to be kind of almost a wardrobe stylist coming up with good ideas for a good wardrobe and stuff like that. And, you know, location, just like real estate. I mean, interesting photo shoots, you know, are made by where you're shooting it, you know. Shooting on a plain white background is pretty boring, so, you know, we tend to look for more interesting places to shoot if it's, you know, be it an industrial location or, you know, really nice-looking beach or pool or in a, yeah, you know, high-end house or whatever.
Exactly.
But, you got to put that kind of effort in for the shooting to kind of, you know, all those little details add up to making better photos.
Exactly. And like Brian said, those exotic backgrounds and locations help accent photos even more and help add to the dramatic effect of some of these photos. I mean, you've got these amazing, beautiful women, and then once you put them in an exotic setting, be it you know, a mansion or a private beach or whatever it is, it just makes the photo mm-hmm. just pop that much more and just really engages with the readers and really makes them feel like they're on set there and that, you know, that's the experience that we want to give people, is make them feel as though they are right there on set watching these photos happen and watching, you know, the girls are making eye contact with them. So, I mean, it's one of the things that I took away from American Curves in my time there. And that's one of the things that I definitely like to bring to this issue and to the brand and just have engage with the guys. And because this is all for the guys, so we want them really engaged in these issues.
Now, I have another question. If you're gonna download a digital magazine, how does that work?
Well, you basically go on the site and you download whatever issue it is. I believe we have 3 to this date on there right now, and you purchase, you enter your credit card information, and you download. You get a PDF version of the magazine, which is yours to then store, whether it's on your desktop, on your hard drive, wherever it is, and you've got access to that all the time. And, you know, if you want to look at it right away, you can. And then if you want to bring it up within a week's time and take another look, I mean, it's ideally, it's the same thing as having a magazine, except that you don't have the physical copies. However, if you really wanted to, you could go out and get the issue printed as just a PDF. But most guys just like to look at it on screen because you can zoom in and blow up things. And that's an advantage that you don't have in magazines. When you get a physical magazine, it is what it is. You flip the pages, you're not going to be able to zoom in on say a certain part, or you're not going to be able to you know, really look at some of the details, because I mean, it's a printed copy, so there's no zooming in there. But with this, that's one of the advantages of having this type of an issue.
So with a physical copy, what you see is what you get, but
exactly
as with a digital copy, you could have all the stuff in your hands and then some, and you're like, ooh, I've never seen that before.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, Jason,
you know.
Yeah. And the thing is, Jason, also, that everyone now is going digital. I mean, this is the way of the future, basically. There will always be print, I believe, and there will always be a need for print. But moving forward, I think a lot of people, you know, with the iPads and tablets and iPhones, I mean, the phones themselves these days are basically mini computers. And with all that technology and great screens and great pictures, I mean, it's just amazing to be able to have this on your handheld device wherever you are and be able to look at it, you know?
Awesome. Wow. That was a great answer. I like that one. Hey, Brian, where did they meet you online? How did they get in touch with you?
So by a bunch of different means. You know, there used to be a site, well, it's still around, but nobody uses anymore, called Model Mayhem. That used to be the probably the top way to find people to work with. These days, it's more social media. It's it's Facebook, it's Instagram, Twitter, you know, word of mouth. I mean, so people see your work and they start trying to contact you, or they friend request you via social media, and start the conversation that way. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you probably have to have a portfolio floating around out there that people have seen before anybody who's worthy of a magazine like this is going to want to work with you. I mean, you're not going to just suddenly get Ashley Kaltwasser, the three-time Miss Bikini, NPC ITV Bikini champion, to shoot with you if she's never seen your work or your work's not been published anyplace or whatever. I mean, these people probably get asked to shoot by photographers all the time, and if they took every shoot that people offered them, they would, you know, they'd be busy 24/7. Gotcha. And actually, it's the same with me the other way. I have models that come to me and they want to work with me, and I have to be fairly selective because I just don't have time to shoot every person that, you know, is interested in working with me. So, I have to be somewhat selective just because there's only so many hours in the day. So, you know,
yeah.
you get yourself out there, get your work out there. People find a way to find you. Trust me, they come looking. If they see your work and they like it, they'll find you.
And another thing, too, is that between Brian and myself, Brian has approached me on numerous occasions or sent me photos about some of the girls that he thinks would be a great addition to the mag. And then I vice versa. Sometimes I'll shoot him over a couple of girls that I think, you know, would be suitable for the magazine. So it's one of those things, too, that we're always bouncing ideas off of each other as well, especially for this issue where, you know, the focus was on the NPC and making sure that, you know, we featured some of the hottest and fittest bodies on the planet out there. So, and it's one of those things where we also want to, this is a special issue we release now, but we plan on working with the NPC again and releasing more and more issues, special issues, so that, you know, we get their crowd and that kind of fitness-minded person as well downloading and enjoying the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick. Yeah, there are a bunch of
who do you want to shout out to?
Fitness people.
You know what? I want to shout out to all of your listeners who have been great and who've been supportive of us, and also to the NPC, to J.M. Mannion, and to Frank Seppi again, who helped orchestrate all of this and organize this and make this a reality. I mean, this was an idea that we had, and the fact that we were all able to pull it together and make this a reality is sometimes, you know, a lot of people will say certain things and follow through isn't always. You know, they don't always follow through with what they say they're going to do. But in this case, we had an idea and we were able to make it a reality. And again, I'd like to thank those guys for their contributions and making it easier for us to be able to release this issue. And also to all the photographers. I mean, Brian as well has been a huge help in this issue as well. And, you know, all of the guys that contribute are really what make the magazine so diverse and so dynamic. So, I mean, if you've got one guy shooting the whole thing, the whole issue the whole time, it just tends to look repetitive over and over again. When you've got a bunch of different photographers and minds and people who think differently and are able to capture different images, that really turns into something that people want to see and want to be a part of. It's something different that they haven't seen before.
Right on, right on. Brian, how about you?
I want to just thank Rico, of course, for, including me in this project. Our experience together has always been great, but he knows that I'm shooting a lot of fitness stuff these days, so to be included on this NPC special edition for Eve Magazine is awesome.
Absolutely.
You know, I have plenty of other NPC girls that I work with that I'm sure would want to be in the next issue, so we will not have trouble, I think, finding people that that would be perfect for another issue. But then definitely, again, shout out to J.M. Mannion for his contribution, both with the photographs and his, you know, putting the NPC's blessing on this project, and same with Frank Seppi.
And having a vehicle like your station, Jason, and being on 30K JK Blog Talk Radio is also a great avenue for us to promote and get out there and, you know, make your listeners aware of what we're up to and what we're doing. And they can also see that, you know, this wasn't just a one-off issue, that we are here to stay, and that we've got a number of issues planned for this year and special issues as well. So I tell you, the best is yet to come with Eve for sure.
Oh, man. Man, let me tell you something, guys. You are just awesome. Give it up for Brian and Rico, please. Give it up for Brian and Rico. Come on, y'all. Everybody give it up.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. And give yourselves a round of applause, 30 JK Nation. You rock too. Yeah. And don't forget, edigitalmag.com. Correct, Rico?
That's correct.
edigitalmag.com. That's where you find all the sexy ladies that Brian and Rico and all the other contributing photographers to get together and show you what a real hot girl magazine should look like. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thank you very much, Jason. Thanks for the opportunity once again.
Thanks, Jason. Have a great weekend.
You too, and thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye, Brian. Bye, Brian.
All right. See ya.
All right, this will bring 30JK to a close. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for hanging out with us. And one more time. I wanna hear you give it up. Come on. Yeah. Don't you love that applause? Everybody, but we did it. We made it through the weekend, and already we rocked the house. All right, we're about to get up out of here. Until the next time we see you here again, same place, same face, Open Blog Talk Radio. This has been Jason Kelly. This has been 30JK. And you know what I always say: horns up, head up, keep your chin up. Because that's what the Blue Devils always do, all day, all night, all the time. And you know I'll see you on the flip side. And as always, in parting, it's a JK thing. Sissy, we gone. Later.